This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Three simple words can make a huge difference. Saying, I love you, those three words, and meaning it. I mean, really meaning it can not only make a difference in someone's day, it can change a life. But how often do we really say those words to others? Several years ago, my wife Lori and I had to carpool, just the two of us, to and from work. We did it for several months. I say we had to. Really, we got to, not had to. The temporary inconvenience of having to juggle our schedules, well, it was well worth it. It had this benefit. I got to spend extra time with my wife, and she actually saved me time. Every now and then she'd say, did you remember to get your lunch, or did you get those letters you need to mail? And so she helped me because I didn't have to go back for those things. But it was more than just saving a few minutes here and there that made that commute so special. It was the drop-off and the pickup that made it all worth it. You see, the last words Lori would say when she got out of the car were also the first words she said when I picked her up. It was only those three words, I love you. Those words stayed with me between letting her off at school where she works till I picked her up again and heard them again. But they were not just for the car. I mean, they didn't stay there. Those few words, well, they were for life itself. See, those words are beyond time. They make time itself worthwhile. Of course, I would say the same thing back to her. I love you. And we make sure we say those words today when we leave and when we see each other after work each day and several times in between. I got to thinking, do we get in such a rush getting out of the house to work or hurrying to end a phone call to get to something really important that we don't take the time for the most important words for others? I love you. I'm talking about people with whom we have walked, I mean lived with or known for a while. If someone you barely know blurts out, I love you, you would likely raise an eyebrow of skepticism, and rightly so. And of course, actions speak louder than words. If someone tells you, I love you, but you know they're scheming behind your back to hurt you, or maybe not even scheming, maybe they're downright abusive, well, you have a right to wonder about what they're saying. No, I'm talking about those whom we know, those whom we love, and we know by the track record they love us, but just fail to take time to express it. Maybe you have trouble saying those words with meaning. Maybe it's difficult for you to stop and say it to someone you know you love. Perhaps it's difficult to verbalize it. Say it anyway. I mean, unless you don't mean it, then don't say it. My dad loved his family. There was absolutely no doubt about that. But he had trouble saying, I love you. Maybe it had to do with his upbringing in another day and age where people were often taught not to express their feelings. Maybe we've gone too far with that. Sometimes people share something about their feelings that just assume not know. But love is not one of them. Anyway, when Dad would get off the phone with us, he would stutter and stammer trying to say, I love you, and it'd usually come out like, love y'all now. My older brother and I still lovingly mimic him trying to get those words out. Saying it makes us vulnerable, those words, I love you. There's always the possibility that someone might laugh at us in return or sneer at us. And on a deeper level, we fear the pain that loving others can bring to our heart, because that's true, love hurts. And I'm not just talking about a jilted lover, I'm talking about the pain that comes when we truly love a person, be that a spouse, a child, a parent, or a friend. The movie Shadowlands is about the love affair and short marriage between C.S. Lewis and Joy Davidman. At the end of the movie, after Joy had died, he explains his suffering like this. Why love, he said, why love if loving hurts so much? I have no answers, only the life I have lived. Twice in that life, I was given the choice as a boy and a man. The boy chose safety. The man chose suffering. The pain now is part of the happiness then. That's the deal. That is the deal, isn't it? Jesus had joy around the table as he shared the Last Supper with his disciples, and he told them he loved them. And a few hours later, he proved the extent of that love as he hung on the cross. That suffering. Say it, I love you, even though the words may bring not only happiness, but pain. Believe me, it's worth it. And join me next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.